Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's talk to our man Mike Griffith from Dog Nation. Follow him, AJC.com as well. College football season, man. It's been crazy. The portal and all that has happened. Dogs retain most of their guys. And I want to start there because we talked about retention last week with you, Mike. But with that said, you know, where do you have the Dogs right now when we start talking about top five, top 10 next season to start the season? I do not have Alabama in my top 10, and I caught a lot of flack yesterday with people saying, I don't understand that. How could you not have Alabama? I don't believe they're going to be there to start the season, but talk to me about Georgia. Top five, top three, or are they number one?
Yeah, you know, I'd put them somewhere in the top five probably. I mean, I guess we'll see how it works out at receiver. I mean, you got a lot to replace there. You know, Zachariah Branch was, you know, he's a difference maker. I don't know if this cat out of Georgia Tech is that. The defense should be better. You know, they answered some questions there at safety and with an edge rusher and bring a lot of guys back, a lot of steam. You know, maybe the secondary in college football. You know, defensive front, you're losing Christian Miller. I mean, he was awful good, you know, but you'd like to think, you know, Elijah Griffin's going to step up and be capable even more. Thought he flashed as a freshman. Offensive line, you know, losing Monroe Freeling late. I mean, geez, that stinks. But he is a projected first rounder, so now you're replacing two starters. Offensive line, a lot of depth there. Kind of like that. Gunnar Stockton, no longer a first-year starting quarterback, right? So he's got some experience beneath him. And then, you know, what do you get out of your backfield with Nate Frazier and Chauncey Bowens? I mean, are these guys great or are they just good? You know, so I guess my question would be, does Georgia have – enough on offense? Are they explosive enough? Do we believe Gunnar Stockton takes another marked step up for Georgia to not just win 10 or 11 games or the SEC? Because apparently that doesn't mean anything to anybody. But now it's turned into, can they win a national championship? You know, championship or bust, right? And, you know, that's a good question. We, you know, remains to be seen.
Mike Griffith with us, guys, from a Dog Nation in the AJC. I know we talked about it last Friday on the show about, you know, you were saying, look, Kirby is building it sort of like the old school way in this new era of college ball. And for Georgia fans who've now been totally spoiled and the bar has been raised to maybe, you know, unrealistic expectations, is Kirby going to be able, to your point, to get back up there? You know, and because now the Big Ten has kind of shown the business model. You know, Michigan didn't have as many transfers as Indiana, but guys are paying guys to stick around.
Yeah, except for Justice Haynes, it's going to Georgia Tech and not Georgia. Boy, that'd have been a good one for Georgia to get.
You know,
that's tough. They missed on that guy. They missed on that guy twice. That's a difference maker, right? That's a difference maker. I don't know if Canyon the receiver is. I just don't know if Georgia has. You know, remember when they used to have elite guys? Remember DeAndre Swift and George Pickens and Brock Bowers?
They're all in the NFL.
Guys that used to start. I don't think Colby Young's going to be starting on anybody's fan. I don't even know if he's going to make a roster, much less start on a fantasy football team. You know, and Dylan Bell. I mean, who are these guys? The Senior Bowl doesn't even want them. So, and can you get some elite playmakers that are difference makers? And you know, you guys asked me this question last week. I'm going to say it again. I mean, Carson Beck, you know, is 42 yards away from Miami winning the national title. Would we have said, oh, wow, ACC is the best conference? No, we wouldn't have. And let's just stop with all the Indiana smoke. You know, if they don't have the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, they ain't winning. You send Mendoza to Georgia, I think Georgia wins the national title. You know, it's not that complicated. When you have the best quarterback in college football, it makes a difference whether you're playing with a bunch of transfers or whether you're not. And to me, that's what the national championship came down to, and it's why Georgia didn't advance. Trinidad Chambliss got it done. Gunnar Stockton didn't.
Let me ask you, Mike, because our buddies who cover recruiting and all that, like you, say that apparently Mendoza was recruited by Georgia. Obviously, he didn't choose to go there. But here's my question. Is Kirby missing out on these guys? Is he missing out on some? Because I keep hearing, hey, he went there. Georgia had him in. He visited. And I'm like, well, is he missing out on the guys that he should be getting? Because if you feel like, okay, how the hell does a kid like Mendoza leave Georgia and then goes to Indiana and does what he does, you feel like we're missing something here.
Yeah, Caleb Williams too, right? I mean, you try to get Caleb Williams too, and he said, no thanks, I'll go to USC. You know, Stetson Bennett's like, okay, I guess I'll stick around another year. Guess you guys really need me now, right? Yeah. I mean, it's tough. I mean, you know, you're not winning some of these recruiting back. Caleb Downs, right? How does he get out of state and ends up at Ohio State? What if you got him?
Right.
You know, so yeah, I mean, sometimes it comes down to getting those elite guys. You don't want to think they, you know, when you talk to Georgia fans and look, Kirby Smart's, I think he's a really good coach, but from a talent standpoint, I mean, look at Georgia's draft class this year. I mean, it's not what it was. It ain't 21 and 22. You don't have an overabundance. You don't have 15 NFL picks. You know, you don't have that anymore. And you don't have the margin for error. And, you know, you look, oh, yeah, Georgia's 7-1 in the SEC. Well, you had to come from behind to win six of them. You know, woulda, coulda, shoulda, Tennessee. They kick a 41-yard field goal. It's a different story. Auburn doesn't fumble at the 1-yard line. Different story. DJ Lagway picks up a yard and a half in the fourth quarter. You probably lose to Florida. You know, Josh McCray doesn't pick up a 2-yard fourth down against Ole Miss. You're probably losing home. There were so many games Georgia could have lost, but one, how many fourth downs Kirby had to go for? I mean, yeah, Georgia's a back-to-back SEC champion, but by the skin of their teeth. So, you know, there's nothing's a given. Nothing's entitled. Nothing's promised. Next year, it's going to be a battle. The SEC is deep. Right. There's a lot of parity. You got those four-quarter games. When Kirby lost to Ole Miss, Sugar Bowl, he said, hey, guys, this is like every SEC game. I mean, heck, for that matter, I mean, you know, Georgia Tech and Georgia put a sweep for four quarters in Mercedes-Benz. That wasn't a blowout.
No, should strange it have been, game.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, it was an ugly game. They basically took the ball out of the quarterback's hands. They made Gunnar Stockton almost look like Haynes King. You know, it was. There were some strange decisions this year. And Mike Griffith, guys, joins from Dog Nation. More on the Falcons and the new coach and some Hawks talk, too, before we jet at 6 here on Dukes and Bell. But, Mike, you know, you said it. You know, Trinidad Chambliss, you had a rock star on the other side of the ball. And no disrespect to Gunnar, but the X factor mattered in that game, in addition to some of those screwy coaching decisions.
Can't help but throw the sidebar out there, doing a story on Mike McDonald. Hey, you know Atlanta could have hired him? Had to get that out there.
We're familiar.
Jeez, oh, good grief almighty. But, no, to your point, I mean, look, Trinidad Chambliss, and here's the thing, I believe, every year there's going to be a Trinidad Chambliss. Every year there's going to be a Fernando Mendoza. Every year Georgia's going to be up against this. You know, I did a conference call with some Georgia people earlier today, and they're like, well, wait a minute, you took Georgia in the over. You told us they look great coming off the bus. They did finish with the over. They did look great getting off the bus. But they weren't the best. They never were the best. We always wondered, if push comes to shove. And listen, I'm not down on Gunnar Stockton. I mean, the guy finished in the top 10 in the Heisman ring. He had one hell of a season, guys. I mean, he's tough and gritty and all that good stuff. But when push comes to shove, are you going to win a shootout with this guy? When push comes to shove, when we get into the final eight or the final four of the college football playoffs, is Gunnar Stockton going to do enough for you? And if he's not, which we said, oh, he doesn't have to be. They just need to run the ball. And, okay, well, do they? Because I don't think your running backs are good enough for that. I don't think your wide receivers are good enough for that. I don't, you know, Ladd McConkey, Brock Bowers, Pickens, they're not coming out of that tunnel, guys. Who's going to get it? Who's going to get open for Gunnar Stockton to throw it to in the back of the end zone? Oscar Delp? Oscar Delp can't get open. That's why he's not in the Senior Bowl. He's not a first, second, or third rounder. Somebody better tell him that, too. But my point is, who's going to get it done? Who are the guys getting open? Who are the guys breaking tackles? I'm not seeing them.
Brock Bowers is not coming through that tunnel.
Good point.
Mike Griffith, before we let you go, let me ask you, what do you want fixed this offseason? We will have plenty of discussions about college football. There will be plenty of meetings. We'll have the SEC coaches meetings down on the beach. We'll have SEC media days and all the things in the summer leading up to another crazy year. But some things need to be addressed. If you were in charge, what is it that you want to see fixed?
I mean, well, where do you start, right? You need, first of all, you need a commissioner, and you need some enforceable rules, okay? You know, there's a big
let me ask you, is Sankey interested in doing that? Would he be the guy?
I don't know if he's interested. I don't even know if there's a model for it. Okay. You know, I mean, him and the Big Ten can't. Right. You know, the Big Ten is, you know, they pull this BS on college football. You know, this is the league that wanted to cancel college football in 2020, by the way, and change their rules mid-season so Ohio State could get in the playoff. But the Big Ten says, well, we're not going to the playoff until you go to a 9-game schedule. SEC says, okay, here's a 9-game schedule. Big Ten says, well, now we're not going to do it unless you agree. You know, I don't want to use the letter before Big Ten, but that's how I feel about him right now. I'm getting a little tired of the Big Ten. I mean, in this potato, I don't know. This guy changing things up, you know, you go to 9 games, we'll go with your playoff. Well, now now you got to agree to a 2014 playoff for us to agree. It's not cool. It's not good. It's unbelievably bad. The level of disorganization for the second most popular sport in America, it's terrible. It's disgraceful. The portal dealings. A kid signs a contract. Oh, well, you know, doesn't have to abide by it. Doesn't stand up. What do you mean it doesn't stand up in court? I can enforce my neighbor's kid to mow my lawn if I pay him $40, but we can't get these kids to stay where they say they're going to stay when they get paid money. What's going on? I mean, what kind of a, you know, crazy court system do we got that contracts aren't enforceable? I mean, it's lunacy.
Right. No, I said it last week. I said it's pretty simple. If it's in black and white, that's it. End of story. Same thing goes for Mensa with Duke and Miami. You're right. Brother, are we looking
at this? Yeah. And don't we got this guy now? Isn't there some guy that's been playing G League basketball for 2 years that's trying to play in the SEC? What?
We played the soundbite of Calipari explaining how the system's broken. Well, again, if you're looking for leadership, there ain't none. None.
That's it. That's what I want. That's what I want fixed. Right. I want some semblance of leadership. You can say, well, you know, it's the NCAA's fault. Okay, well, that's fine. But let's talk about fixing. Let's not talk about, you know, the guy that hired Nick Saban at LSU and ran NCAA for however many years. I don't know how many secondary violations in Alabama. That's a whole other discussion there. Let's not talk about that. Let's talk about the fix. What is the – is it politics? Do we need politicians involved? Boy, this –
good luck with that.
That'll be a doozy.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's – do we need the courts involved? Yeah, good luck with that one, too. You been reading the headlines lately? I mean, you know, heck, you see the President of the United States throwing his name in the hat. Oh, boy, that's not divisive. So who is going to fix this thing? Somebody, please. Can we have some – Jimmy Sexton? Does he make enough money as an agent? Maybe we'll have him. I mean, he already runs college football. He's the agent for all these guys on ESPN that represent all these guys that they're talking about. And what do you know? They agree with everybody that's represented by the same agent. I mean, who's in charge here? Let's just make Sexton in charge of college football. He kind of already is.
Yeah, it's a great point. We got to run. I guess we're going to have that chat throughout the course of the offseason and see what gets addressed.
Can we just talk about Georgia? The football stuff just gets me. Can we just talk?
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk about Georgia basketball being ranked 6th. Just something nice and easy, just a happy story. Everybody, right. Oh, yeah, Mike White, he's doing a good job. Hooray. You know, something easy like that. But how football, this has been hit with a meteor over the last 4 years.
Right. Mike Griffith, thanks so much, man. We got to run. Appreciate you. Hey, be safe in the storm, all right?
Thank you too.
All right, brother.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.